Right now, police and fire chiefs can recommend punishments for their officers, and it's up to local police and fire commissions to decide whether they agree. Once they hand down their decisions, officers can appeal them in court. The governor's budget would change that and let them take the matters to a state arbitrator instead. It's an option other local employees already have, but critics of extending the right to police and firefighters say that's a different situation. Several police chiefs attended a Capitol news conference to protest the move, where they were joined by Madison Police and Fire Commission attorney Scott Herrick.
These gentlemen up here are armed representatives of the public legitimate use of force. Police officers carry weapons. They are not just any other public employee.
But police and firefighter unions say that while the current system works sometimes, their members don't always get a fair shake by citizen commissions. Jim Palmer with the Wisconsin Professional Police Association says that's because members of these commissions are the same people who hire a chief. Given that, they're biased to sign off on whatever punishment he or she recommends. Palmer says the deliberations can also be lengthy. He says arbitrators could make these decisions in a more strict time frame and report their findings to the state.
And other arbitrators could use those decisions as guidance, in fact, as a resource. And that is also going to promote a more effective and a more efficient and more timely disciplinary process.
Police and fire chiefs say that would take away local control, something that's important when an officer violates the community trust he or she swore to uphold. The police union says that's a non-issue, since the standards for disciplining officers are written into state law. It says the governor's budget would only change who interprets them. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.